I'm not going.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've been sent to DJ. I've been to DJ. But with the two records,
you on the Bible, Greek word, Biblios, many books, taken through the ages, Thomas, prophets, apostles, epistles, the gospel, the righteous, the hostile, the woeful, the wonderful.
On the Sabbath days or on Sundays, it's easy to find me. It's most likely up in your churches where I might be. It's millions over this earth who would tell you that they like me. But realistically, half of them take what I say lightly.
It is, push me off the table like they don't need me. Look me in my face like they don't see me.
What?
Granny's off the church and she won't leave me. Then she comes home from church, but she won't read me.
My name, King James Version, born in 1611. I was made to teach brethren how to reach the kingdom of heaven. I might not be saying the same thing as your reverend. The football was broke, but it ain't the way it's living.
You probably catch me at your grandma's house, open the Psalms. I was like your grandpa's spouse over in Nam. You catch me in a small jailhouse over in Guam. I speak about the hotel from Noah to John.
Now travel through my pages, learn about the ancients. Life and death is in me, but some don't want to hear me. Misuse me to conquer many lands. Many men have been slaves for who I am, the saints' blood on their hands.
Governments attempted to get rid of me and still trying. Society refused to listen to me and still dying. I give counsel to disciples out here still grinding. Remind them that the place they want to be is still dying.
Shelf missionary. I could school the school books plus Dr. Seuss in the dictionary. What's written is power. I'm sitting in the parlor. I'm the only book closed, but I open at any hour.
It's always a nappy head kid with a gold tooth with his hand on my head saying he swear to tell the whole truth. Yo, dude, they got me on a show called Dusty. Living godly is a must, but don't nobody trust me.
I teach about the old trails. Mortars the bomb. Seven plagues, seven seals. Soldiers the swarm. Rage in the field. Soldiers, storms. The Cummins, the horns. You've been warned.
A lot of preachers want me on their team just to make a profit, when all I want to do is give you words of the sacred prophets so my creator can see believers making progress. I warn them of the dangers and love the material object.
Open me up, pray to the God of all men, the God of Jacob, Isaac, the God of Abraham. May he open up his plan, why he came as a man. God 12 and spread his truth to every nation through the land.
Yo, we kicked it, you was once sober. But you won't show my name, cause when your friends came, you keep turning my front over. What's this on my back? Use me as a cup coaster. Come closer, let me do my job like I'm supposed
Yo,
to.
Yo, 66 books in me, good and plenty. But up north, they rip out pages to puff Cincy. But the saints study intensely, cause there's riches in me. But to the wicked, I ain't worth
And you can run around wildin', looking in the sky. Or you can read me, choose life or die. Who's right but I, man, a tooth for an eye. The water's broke loose, now the fire's gonna fry.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible. I hold the keys to survival. I'm here to strengthen God's saints, and the water's vital.
I'm the Bible. I'm the Bible.
I'm telling you, stop serving these idols. Ain't no other God, the Lord holding that title.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible.
Original holy scrolls, comfort lonely souls with the oracles of the moral code.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible.
I'm trying to save many men, but any who pretend his kingdom, they won't be getting them.
I'm the number one selling book of all time. I done made billions, but if the people don't understand, I ain't happy. So come get with me, sit with me, and I'ma show you mysteries.
I might have missed you. He missed having a big brother going upside his head. and outproduce him in every damn thing. All right. Slumber, good morning. Welcome once again to another episode of Explore 2% Bible Talk. My name is Shabba. I'm from the ISBHBK. That's the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge. We are located in Albuquerque, New Mexico at 7710 Suite F, Manal Boulevard, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. We also have school locations in Houston, San Antonio, and also in Nova, Virginia. If you'd like to know anything about the other schools that we have going on, we invite you to go to our website, isbhpk.org. That's isbhpk.org. We get in touch with all the other schools that are under the with you, the ISBHPK. I might have looked at a whole long list of announcements. I want to go ahead and get to this class that we started last Thursday. We continued again last night. We're going to continue again this morning and probably cap it off again tonight. All right. You know, tonight's not going to be on Blog Talk. I might not. I might have to wait till tomorrow. But we'll see how it worked out. We'll see how that gets worked out. Just quick reminders and quick list of events that are coming up. We do have coming up September 20th, 26th, 27th, brothers. Yes, sir. The memorial of the blowing of trumpets. The memorial of the blowing of trumpets is coming up, as the brothers can verify for me, either the 27th or the 26th of September. Some of our diet, the 27th, all right? The 27th. At the Memorial Blowing the Trumpets is coming up on the 27th of September. So we invite you to join with us in whatever location you might be in, whether you be in the Albuquerque area, San Antonio area, Houston area, or the Northern Virginia area. We invite you to come and keep that convocation, keep that high holiday, the Memorial of the Blowing the Trumpets, all right? And as we lead up to that event, to that time, what I'll try and work on is getting a class together so we can go over what the Memorial of the Blowing of the Trumpets actually represents, about us convocating or coming together in official assemblies, and us coming together in official assemblies, I guess is what I am looking for. And we want to go ahead and be able to get into that and keep the high holidays of the Most High. All right. So, by all that being said, brothers, if y'all don't mind, can somebody give me a quick recap of what we've been over so far? Just to help everybody that might be tuning in for the first time. Just catch up real quick. Now, well, I can see, and I can kind of see where we're at mentally right now. So, if anybody could please give the quickest and briefest synopsis of what we've been going over and where we're at right now. I'd appreciate that.
We've been going over faith. And what we left off with from 85 and then Jeremiah 17, it was from 2026 in the last scripture. And use faith, which we the definition we just read in both
Come on, the water. And with that, again, yes, what we have to go over and really wanted to study and examine is the Most High's perception of faith. When the Most High is looking at things, how is he looking at us to see if we have faith in him? What's his measurement? What's his standard that he's given us to let us know that this is how he views faith? This is how he looks at faith. And as we... Yeah, it's getting louder. That's the AC. Is the AC on low, brothers, or is it on high?
So low here, like where we always have it on.
Okay, not a problem. It is what it is. It says that the classes, but they sound very choppy. Right? The classes sound very choppy. Okay. I'm going to just try like this thing. Let me see this. Maybe I can try this.
Okay, I'm trying a little something different here. See if this comes through a little bit better, a little more clearly. What I'm going to do is, as I have Abaja here, I'm going to ask him just for this first scripture, not every scripture, but for this first scripture. Can you please read Romans chapter 2 and verse 13? One thing that we're investigating and we're going trying to get into kind of heavy is understanding that the way the Most High views faith. Do we have complete confidence and trust in his word by doing his word, by applying his word, by using his word? This is how he's measuring if we have faith or not. Or it's how he's measuring what faith is. And again, a lot of us, because we've never had faith in anything, because we had never had faith in anything, especially ourselves. Or we never had faith in our abilities. We never had self-esteem about I was having a problem with how we looked, how we dressed, our financial status, or whatever different factors we might use to feel strong or feel powerful or feel something, that we never had faith in anything. We've always felt like the nobody, the third wheel. I always felt like I never fit in or just odd. And we've never had to put faith in anything. We never had confidence in anything. Are we just living our lives? As we came into, as we come to the knowledge of the truth, and we find out we are the Israelites, we find out we're the chosen. We're finding out that, that we're the only people Christ came for. We're finding out about some of our high holy days, the Sabbath, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread. We're finding out these things, and we start to get a little self-esteem, and we start to develop a sense of confidence. We start to develop a sense of esteem. But in so doing, have we really still tapped into what the Most High is looking at, is having faith in Him, that He can look and see our works and see, yes, this person believes in me. This person has faith in me. And again, that is demonstrated by how well, by how often and how well we use the scriptures. We apply the scriptures, that we put the scripture into action, that this is how we show the Most High we have faith in Him, that we have an affection, we have a love for putting His words, putting His way of doing things into action, into motion. And he's measuring us by that standard. Right? He's measuring us by that standard. So if the Abijah can please read Romans 7:2 and verse 13.
Romans 7:2 and verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before the Most High, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Right, so we read it once, we're going to read it one more time now.
Romans chapter 2, verse 13.
All right, so we're in the book of Romans. The second chapter, we're in the 13th verse. Go ahead.
For not the hearers of the law.
So not the hearers. It's not just because you hear the law. It's not just because we hear the law. A lot of us will get to the point where we might listen to a YouTube class. We might listen to a blog talk class if that's available. We might even show up in class. Don't really take no notes. Don't really participate. But we're hearing the law. We hear the words. And this is one of the issues that the Most High has with us. This is one of the issues the Most High has really got with the nation of Israel. All right? That it's not just because you hear the law. For again, for it says what? For not the hearers of the law, go ahead.
Are just before God.
The Most High doesn't think that you're just. That He's not going to justify you. He's not going to really back you up just because you hear the law, right? That just because you're hearing it, but you're not using it. You're not putting it into application. You're not putting it to use. And again, we know a law is a commandment, true enough, but a law is also a way of doing things. All right, that it, from as much as from our brothers behind your mind, like I talk about the law of attraction, you have the law of nature, you have the law of gravity. I mean, a way things are done. That the Most High's laws are a way things are supposed to be done, a lifestyle, a culture, a way of living, and not just the commandment, thou shalt not shave, not just commandment, thou shalt not eat pork, but we understand the Most High's lifestyle. We understand the Most High's ways. We understand this is the way He does things. So He says, for not the hearers, again, from the top, please, son, if you don't mind one more time.
Romans chapter 2 and verse 13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God.
All right, so the Most High let us know that it's not just because you hear the law that He's going to justify you. All right, matter of fact, as I got the brothers, can somebody please give me, look up definition for the word just. All right, definition for the word just. And obviously, I don't need the past participle, and I don't need all that other stuff. But what would apply to this scripture right here? What would apply to the concept of the scripture right here? Can we get that real quick? Okay. One more time. Let me hear one more time.
Okay. Just. Based, this is the adjective. It's based on or behaving accordingly. Based on or behaving according to what is morally right and fair.
All right, so the Most High can't sit there and say that you are morally right or that you're fair just because you share the law. Most High can't sit there and to give an example, like if I could give an example, and I don't want to read it, but if we have to, we will. Job, was the Most High able to testify about Job's character? Was the Most High able to give a witness about what kind of character and integrity Job had? Was he able to stand before Satan or tell Satan what kind of integrity Job had? Yeah, he was. He was able to tell what type of integrity, and he justified Job. He was going to back Job up and that, no, Job is my servant, that Job is just, that Job is a good guy. I'll put my name on the line for Job. I can stand behind Job because he's a stand-up person. I can justify Job, all right? The Most High can't justify everybody. The Most High can't stand behind you and support you and really say that you're in there because if all you're doing is hearing the law. The Most High can't really, that is not a mark. That is not a standard. That is not a clarification or declaration of your moral standards. That tells nothing about your moral character and that you just listen to the law. Because we can be listening to class or listen to the law all day long. But if you ain't doing what the scripture says, that has nothing to stand for your character. That's not a mark to say, well, I listen to class. Because we can see people in church, in the church situation still, that listen to gospel music. But every Friday night, they still at the club. I was watching a movie the other day, and they was calling them PKs. They was calling these teenage kids PKs. And they said PKs are the ones you got to watch. And everybody said, "What's about PKs?" And they said the preacher's kid and the police officer's kid. They always be the worst ones. That their moral standard, their moral character is horrible. That just because you're the preacher's kid or just because you're the police officer's kid, that doesn't mean that you have a good moral character. That doesn't mean that you are a good person in the eyes of the Father. And for a lot of people that just listen to class or just listen to the scriptures but aren't doing them, just because you're listening, that does not, the Most High is not using you as an example of somebody who has good morals just because you listen to class, just because you listen or watch a tape. That is the Most High. That's not enough for the Most High to put his self on the line to back you up, to justify you, to protect you, to help you, to protect you because you just listen to class. That's not enough. All right? That if you want to get him involved in your life, to be that protection, to be that guide, to be that help, to be that it's not enough that you just listen to class. It's not enough that you just listen to a few scriptures. That does not stand for your moral character. And this is where a lot of Israelites, we kind of miss the boat. That we think because, well, I listen to class. I don't really take no notes, but I listen to class. And now that's supposed to justify to the Most High and to the people around us of why you're supposed to be good or why you're supposed to be considered trustworthy or why you're supposed to be considered a good person. That standard of just going to church and just listening to the preacher and you're a good person, that's a Christian church standard. Well, I go to church. Remember back, for those who did go to church, sometimes you didn't even carry a Bible to church, but you dressed the part. You dressed the part, you was there for the 3 hours or however long the sermon was, and you were there. And then you paid your offering. For God. But and in the Christian background, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, whatever, that was enough for you to be a good person. You listen to gospel music, and you go to church, and you listen to the preacher talk. You listen to the preacher give his dissertation on three scriptures. And that was enough for you to be a good person. But as we read the scriptures, and we're getting into this, with the Most High, that's not enough. That all you're doing is listening to a class. All you're doing is listening to some scriptures, and now you listen to the true gospel music. Now you listen to the Hebrew Israelite Radio Network. Now you got the Hebrew Israelite music playlist off of YouTube. And that's all you listen to. So you're hearing the words, but you're not doing them. All right? That's not enough to get the Most High to protect, to guide, to be in your life, to justify and say, this is my servant. This person is really in here for me. Let me help him or her. Let me protect him or her. Let me guide him or her. Because it's not that just because they come to class and sit in class, but they hear the words of the Most High, and there's an affection for putting the words of the Most High into use. There's a love for the practicality, for how that this person loves to put the words into use. But the fact that you just sit there and listen to class, that is not enough in the eyes of the Father. And a lot of Israelites, they do get upset, and they be like, I put my trust in the Most High and I was let down. No, you didn't. You came and you listened to class, but you didn't apply none of it. I was in that organization for years. I bet you were. And all I got was this, and all I got was that. I never got nothing. I bet you didn't. Because you listened. You sat in class for hours upon hours upon hours, but you never applied or took it from theory to application. So you didn't get nothing out of it. You didn't see the power of the Most High's Word. You didn't see how the Most High's Word works when you apply it. But you sat there in class for years. Yeah, you might have stopped going to the club. You might have. You might have stopped smoking occasionally. You might have stopped eating pork. But that's as far as you took the application of the Most High's Word. Like the scripture tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, I'm just going to quote it. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, you reap what you sow. What you plant is what you're going to get out. What you put into something is what you're going to get out of it. So, again, if I'm only listening to class, but I don't apply what I'm hearing in class, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. And you're going to wind up being a bitter, sad, grudge-holding individual trying to say that you was a part of this organization and it did nothing for you. That's why now you're a Muslim. That's why now you're whatever the hell is out there now, a universalist. Now you're just in the smoking weed now. Because you didn't actually apply what the scripture is saying. If you applied it, you have seen the value of the Most High's Word. Because you're applying these jewels. You're applying these gems. You're not just listening. So that now you're full of anger. Now you're full of bitterness. Now you're full of wrath. It's because you never did what the book said. You never did what the words of the Most High said. That you might see the power of the Most High. Or you was in it because a man was in it. A woman was in it. And because this man was in it, because this woman was in it, that's why you showed up to class and listened. But it's not because you was doing it, because you were seeing the power of the application of the Most High's Word. But not because you were seeing how things move in your favor, because you're doing what the Most High says. You listened. But your expectation was, because I'm sitting in class listening, or I watch a YouTube class, and I watch it, that that's supposed to endow me with some magical power. And that everything's supposed to just now get easy and get right. But all you've done is hear the words. You're not doing them. And we don't want to be taught like that. We don't want to be the ones that are just hearing the word, but we're not doing it. I'm hoping that this class is going to inspire, and as it's doing even myself, we have to be doing the word. We can't be listening. We got to be taking the words of the Most High and doing something, taking his words and putting them into action so that we can see the power of the Most High. We can see that in using, that there is no greater wisdom. There's nothing greater than to do what the Most High said. It really is. That's why he is the Most High. That's why he is the expert. He's the authority. He really is in control. And when I'm doing what he said, the doors are open. The opportunities that become available. The power that is there. There's no greater power. There is nothing greater. But again, Israelites, we want to make sure we're not. And if we are, we want to be vigilant. We want to make sure that we're looking and make sure. When I'm not just caught up in time, I'm just hearing the words and not doing them. And again, if we find out that we're in that place, then cool. Let's make sure we're getting back to the place of I'm doing what the word says. I'm doing what the Most High said. All right? So again, Romans chapter
2 and 13.
Yeah, Romans chapter 2 and verse 13. One more time, please, sir.
Romans chapter 2 and verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God.
Not the hearers of the law are just before the Most High. The Most High can't say you're his servant just because you hear. He can't back you up. He can't support what you have going on just because you're hearing the words of the Most High. That's not enough. That was enough for church. But that's not enough when you're actually dealing with the Most High. Reading on.
But the doers of the law shall be justified.
But the doers of the law are the ones the Most High is going to justify, the ones the Most High is going to protect, the ones the Most High is going to work for. Because you're doing his way. You're not just hearing it. All right? With that, can we get Ezekiel? Ezekiel chapter 33. how's it sounding now? How's these people now, are they? Well, why don't I actually text you back and forth? Let me know how things are going. All right, cool. That'll work. Got you, my sis. Got you. All right, cool. So Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30.
Also thou, son of man, the children of thy people, still are talking against thee by the wall and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Son, I pray thee, and hear one thing, who work that kind of court the Lord.
All right, cool. So we know things are written four times. Wait for our learning, and we also know that is there anything new under the sun?
No,
we know that there's nothing new under the sun. So here we have in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Again, it says what? Did we read it from the top?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, thou, son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the wall. And
in
the door
for
the house.
All right, so it's telling you that the Israelites, while they're at home and inside their four walls, They're doing what? They're talking about the prophet. They're talking against the prophet. Here, the prophet Ezekiel. But in the safety and sanity of their homes, they're talking a lot of junk. They're talking about why what they're being told to do is wrong, or what have you. But they're talking against the prophet. Right? They're talking against the prophet. And again, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Things written for time, written for our learning. So while they're at home, they're talking about and against the prophet, but yet they come out and they say what?
That our son, man, the children of our people still are hungering, thirsty by the wall and in the doors of the houses, that speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord.
So what are you saying here? Y'all need to come to class. Y'all need to come to class. Come to class. Come to class. You need to be in class. But when they're inside the walls of their homes, it's a whole different conversation. While they're home, it's a totally different conversation. But the minute they get outside of their home, get outside the doors, then it's, yeah, you need to come to class. Yeah, you should be in class. You should be coming and listening to the class. But when they get home, their private conversations are 180 degrees opposite of what the class is be about. They're 180 degrees different from the class. But in front of everybody else, yeah, I was telling you, you got to come to class. You need to be in class. Come to class. But you're talking junk in your home. You're talking a bunch of crap in your home. But want to impress upon everybody that they need to be in class. Reading on.
Verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people come up, and they sit for thee as thy people.
Right, and they come and sit like they're really down. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. They come to class and they sit down. But yet at home, what's their private conversation at home? This is wrong. This is BS. This is unfair. This ain't right. This shouldn't be this way. Why this? Why that? But then they come outside and they're like, yeah, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. You should come to class. Get to class. And then and they'll come and sit before thee as the people come. Go ahead.
And they hear thy
words. And they'll hear the words. Oh, they hear them. Read.
But they will not do this.
So they hear this, but will not what? But will not do the words. Will not do what's being taught. Will not do what's being given. Read. Right, it says, but the mouth will show a lot of love. But their heart, so about their mind, goes after what? What they covet. Okay, there's the word covetous. Covetousness.
I have a covetousness, or covetous. I typed in covetousness, but covetous is what's coming up in the narrative. It says feeling or showing a very strong desire for something that you do not have.
So, if we insert that, the scripture says what then?
Ezekiel 33 and 30? 31. 31 now, I'm sorry. back over. But their heart, come on. Show us. But their heart shows feeling, shows very strong feeling or desire for something that they do not have.
Right, so it says, but their heart, meaning their minds, goeth after their what? What was the definition again?
Feeling or showing a very strong desire for something you do not have, especially for something that belongs to someone else.
So we can say their heart goes after their strong feelings and desires. Their mind is on. Find what they have a strong feeling and what they have a strong desire for.
Yeah, what they want. What they want.
But it's got nothing to do with now hearing the words of the Most High and doing the words of the Most High. Their mind is set on what they feel and what a strong desire for. Even though they hear the words of the Most High. Because if they were hearing the words and doing the words of the Most High, their mind and their heart wouldn't be on all these other things. Their mind would be on, let me apply what's being given. Let me apply what's being shown. Let me apply these scriptures. But why would a person not apply the scriptures? Because that's not viable to them. Because we have something in our own minds that we have a desire for. There's something that we want. So I'm going after what I want. So I'm not going to be able to apply the scriptures and do the scriptures because my mind, I'm after something else. I want something else. I have a strong desire for something else. There's another priority. And if I do the scriptures, I'm not going to get what I want. If I do what the scripture says, I'm not going to get this strong desire or feeling that I want. The scripture is going to have me do what I perceive to be the exact opposite of what it is I'm really after. I mean, the exact opposite. That how is me applying the scripture going to help me get what I want? How is the Bible doing what the Most High says? How is that going to get me what I want? That is not going to get me what I want. So I'm going to do it this way. But yeah, I sit in class. Yeah, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Yeah, I got all types of classes. But as far as applying what the class says, applying what the book says, applying what's being said, I'm not doing that. Because that's not going to help me get what I want. Let's keep reading. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 32.
And lo, thou art unto them as a very loving song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on the instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do not. They do them not.
Right. So again, the Most High is looking. Our people are good for hearing the words, but what's the Most High also recognize about our people? I'm listening. Go ahead, brothers. Go ahead.
They don't put them into action. They don't actually apply it to their lives. They don't put them to use. They just hear it. But they don't actually practice it. Like we were talking about yesterday, practical. They don't put it into practice.
What the scripture says.
Right.
Reading on.
Verse 23.
Right. So now, when somebody's trying to warn them that if you keep going down the path you're going, it's going to piss the Most High off. Keep going down the path. Keep going down the path that you're doing, and you're not going to listen to these scriptures. You're not going to listen to these instructions. And when everything falls, then maybe you might realize that somebody was trying to warn you. Maybe you might even realize somebody was trying to let you know you're not doing enough for the Most High. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20, verse 22. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22.
How long, you simple one, will you love simplicity and the sport of delight with that sporting and fool hate knowledge?
Right. It says, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long you going to, and we know the simple, a synonym for simple is stupid. And simplicity is stupidity. So the Most High is asking the question, how long are we going to continue loving stupidity? How long will we keep loving, following our own minds and trying to get our own desires, but we're not doing what the Most High says? And so the scorner delights in scorning. We know a scorner is somebody who rejects. They just love rejecting. You can offer something to them that they like, but they're just in such a mood of just being opposite. They love being opposite. Because whether they got in their mind, nobody ever listens to me anyway, so I'm just going to speak and I'm going to talk. I ain't going to listen. You know, somebody's trying to work with me. You know, somebody's trying to help me. I'm just on battle mode. I don't hear a damn thing. And I'm just stuck in my head about my feelings. I'm stuck in my head about my strong desires. I'm stuck in my head about how I see and how I feel. Even though the scripture says the faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. But I'm so into how I feel. I'm so into how I perceive and see things that scriptures don't mean nothing. To apply the scriptures, that's not going to help right now. Let me hear some scriptures, though, but I'm not going to use any of them. So Moses asked the question, how long, you simple ones, are you going to love simplicity? Why do you delight in scorning? Why do you delight in denying and rejecting the words of the Most High? Reading on. And again, we know the word reproof means correction. Turn at the Most High's correction. These are the words of the Most High. This is what the scripture says. Turn and do what the scripture says. Read.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you.
The class is available. Whether online, YouTube, all kinds of classes. I'll pour out my spirit in you to let you know the right way of doing things and what pleases the Most High. Then we have class. Then we have class going on. Read.
I will make known my words unto
you. And the Most High, I'm making known my words. Someone is giving you words of the Most High. Read. I'm not listening to the Most High counsel. I'll send a counsel, but I'm not doing what it says. Someone to save the time to try to show me the scriptures, show me how I should be doing things, how the Most High wants things done, but I'm not doing that at all. Read.
Verse 25, and you said it not all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. truth.
I'm not trying to hear the Most High's correction, because that's going to give me what I want. I'm not trying to hear how they do it this way to please the Most High. That's taking me away from my desire. That's going to take me away from what I'm after. Read.
Verse 26. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh.
Read.
Verse 27. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. But I will not ask
you. Well, it says, cool. Now, when distress and anguish is on you, but somebody was trying to warn you, don't keep the same doing the same actions you're doing. You need to change up. You need to do it this way. Here's counsel. Here's advice. You should be doing things this way. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, with the water, very lovely song. Hey, appreciate it. You're saying a lot. Oh, great, great, great. But I'm not going to do anything that was said. I'm not going to do it. Okay. Now, when your fear, and it said your fear and what? Distress and anguish?
It says, when your fear comes, in verse 27, when your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, and when distress and anguish,
when distress and anguish do come upon you, your destruction is as a whirlwind. Everything you try to work hard for is wiped out. Everything you put your time, your energy, your spirit into, the Most High is destroying. Not because you were listening to the scriptures, not because you was obeying this, not because you was obeying the scriptures or counsel. You heard counsel. You heard what to do, but you wouldn't do it. Now when everything is destroyed, everything's gone like a whirlwind, and now you're left with distress and anguish. Because somebody, while he's reading the scripture, so we have to go back and forth. So he has to do the same one going back and forth with the scripture and go back and forth with the definition. Because somebody please give me a definition of anguish. So, and then Ahmad will read the scripture, and then the other person can insert the definition for anguish.
No, can Shema say he has it? I'm going to read verse 27 again, and then he'll insert it. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 27. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh when distress
as in physical or mental pain
cometh upon you, okay. Then shall they call upon you, but I will not answer.
Wow. Let's see the verse again. Get some of these words. Let's get some of these definitions.
Got it. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 27 again. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish, when distress, go ahead and warn us.
And the agonizing physical or mental pain
cometh upon you.
I for desolation, anybody have desolation? And did y'all get that the app the King James Webster's 1828 dictionary app? I put it in the group there yesterday, last night.
I didn't download it.
Oh, it's good. It's the exact same one. It's the exact same one. It's good. It's good. Have you used it?
I used to put them in a file app, but I downloaded it when I was driving, so find it. But Revelation?
Yeah.
Sorrow, grief, and woe.
You said sorrow, grief, and woe. Let's insert that.
So, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 27 again. When your fear cometh as sorrow, grief, and woe.
All right, so again, so. It says that when your fear comes as sorrow, grief, and what?
Woe.
And woe. All right. Learn to pronounce now a state of complete emptiness or destruction. I got this from Mar Dyer just now. I think check it in. It says a state of complete emptiness or destruction. When you just find that complete emptiness, you just feel utterly alone. No one is there for you. You have absolutely no help. You are just in a pit. Why are you in that pit? Because when the Most High was trying to tell you before you got there, what you need to do to please Him, His words weren't important enough to you. It was still about you going after your strong desire. It's still about you going after what you wanted. That you ain't hearing no counsel, that you're going after what you want. And the result of that gets a person where? Into a place of complete emptiness. I'm alone. I'm by myself. I'm empty. Okay. But when the Most High was trying to protect you before you got there, we're trying to give you the instructions, the counsel, the classes, so that that wouldn't happen to you. You didn't want to do what the words of the Most High said to do. You had another plan. You had another way that you was going to achieve what you wanted to achieve. It had nothing to do with following the Most High's instructions. And again, how can the Most High keep you from feeling that emptiness when you don't do what He says to do? How are you showing the Most High your affection for Him, your love for Him, your confidence in Him, but you won't put what He's saying into use? Then now He's supposed to make sure you don't feel empty? He's supposed to justify you? You came to class, you listened to some scriptures, but you wouldn't do none of them. And somehow now the Most High is supposed to make sure you feel complete and whole and good because you heard the words but would not do not one of them. So that now you feel empty, alone. You got nothing. You follow what you wanted to follow. You follow what was in your heart, what was in your mind, what you find value to. But it wasn't about doing the words of the Most High. So now you feel empty. Because you fought for your strong feelings. You fought for your strong desire. You fought for what you wanted. One of the things I used to always teach, I'm going to start bringing it back in. Be careful what you ask for, because Most High might give it to you. You ain't doing no studying. You ain't applying no scriptures, but you have wants. You have desires. And you, all you trying to get what you want and get your desire. Okay. But you ain't applying no scripture. You ain't applying no counsel. When you get that thing you want, you can't say that the Most High doesn't give because you got what you wanted. But it left you empty. It left you with that feeling of you got no help. It left you with that feeling of you're solo. You got what you wanted. Because when the Most High was speaking or giving his words, giving instruction, or giving the way you should be doing it, you heard it, but you didn't apply none of it. You didn't do any of it. Now it's getting to a place of emptiness. Read the definition again that you asked, Shamak.
For
desolation. Where are we at desolation? I'm sorry.
Desolation?
Yeah. I'm sorry, was somebody reading the definition for desolation?
Yeah, I got it. Desolation, sorrow, grief, woe.
Sorrow. You're in a place of sorrow, grief, woe. Go ahead.
Another one for desolation is misery.
You're in a place of misery. Some synonyms that are, what did I say? Barrenness, bleakness, stark barrenness, dismal, lonely. Okay. Oh. Are you serious, my daughter? It says depression, gloominess, decay, grief, mournfulness. But you're in that state of depression. But why? Because you were a hearer of the words of the Most High, but you didn't want to do them. But you wanted to go out the way you wanted. What was sacred, valuable, priceless, precious, good to you, but not doing what the Most High wanted. But you listen to a class. You listen to YouTube. You hear the words, but you're not doing them. All right, let's read on with Proverbs chapter 1.
Proverbs 1 and 20, 27 again.
I'm going to 28. It's cool.
Yeah, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 28. Then shall they call upon me.
Then you see, it's funny, because you see everybody, they run the class even that much more. Now I'm in a state of depression, anguish, gloominess, loneliness, emptiness, sorrow. I'm all messed up in my head. Now I'm coming running. Help, help, help. Yeah.
Then shall they call upon me, but they shall not find me.
The Moses says, you're not going to find him now. You think that now because you're in a state of feeling a certain way, that now the Most High is supposed to jump through hoops.
I skipped the part from my accident.
Okay.
For my glasses up. Proverbs 1:28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer.
Moses, I'm not answering you. This kind of scares me. If somebody trying to give me counsel, trying to give me advice, but I keep, just keep shutting it down, and you're going to get to the point where the Most High is going to say, I'm tired. I'm done with you. I'm not going to answer you. I'm sorry. You're not going
to
go ahead? Yeah.
Not
even just not hearing it, you're not doing it. You've been in class, you got scriptures on top of scriptures, top of scriptures, but you won't do none of them. Read on.
Proverbs 1:28, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me.
Yeah.
Verse 29, for that they hate knowledge.
Because this type of person hates knowledge. I don't want to be told no. I don't want to be told I can't go after what I find precious, what I like, what I want. Why can't I have what I want? Why am I always on the back burner? Why am I always last? Why do I got to put others first? Why do I have to do what the scripture says? No one else has to do it. Read.
For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
Because this type of person hates knowledge and made the decision not to follow the Most High. They made a choice. As much as this person wants to be the victim, there's always somebody else's fault why I didn't apply this.
Somebody else's fault why I didn't follow the Most High. It's this person's fault because they did this. It's that person's fault because they did that. It's because of everything else except I made the choice not to obey the scripture. I made the choice not to obey the Most High. Read. Hello?
Verse 30,
they were none of my counsel. Not here, not doing it. There's been counsels. I ain't going to apply not one thing that's been said to do in the council. This type of person would not do anything that there was counseled about. Read. And I'm not trying to be corrected to do it that way. I'm not hearing that. I'm not feeling that. I want to know why my way can't be accepted. I want to know why my way can't be the way it is. Why do I got to change? How can, and others don't have to change? Read.
And despised
all the correction. They actually despise it. Read.
Therefore, shall they eat of the fruit of their own way.
All right, cool. So now, it like they're saying, this is your bed. You made it. You got to lie in it. All right, cool. This is what you wanted. This is what you put together. Now you deal with it. Read.
And be filled with their own device.
And remember, this was your idea. This was your device. This is something you invented. This is something you came up with. It had nothing to do with counsel. It had nothing to do with what the Most High was talking about. This is a device you invented. This is a device you came up with this plan, with this scenario. Read.
And be filled with verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them.
To make somebody turn away from stupidity, it's almost like they got to get to a point they're going to die. They got damn near lose everything because they just refuse to do the words of the Most High. They refuse to put faith and confidence in the Most High's plan. Read.
And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them.
And that also scares me. The prosperity of a fool. You think that you're gaining as you do things your way. You think you're getting over and doing things your way. You ain't applied one scripture. You've even got to the point of make sure you go against whatever scripture is given. And to you, it seems like it's prospering. But the Most High says the prosperity of fools does what?
They'll destroy them.
Is there any more to that verse, to that chapter?
Yeah, the last verse, verse 33. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely.
But the ones who... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to finish it if you wanted me to.
Go ahead.
Shall be quiet from fear of evil, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. Read the whole thing again, that last verse again. That was beautiful.
No, not a problem. Verse 33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Shall be quiet from fear of evil. Because now, can somebody please go to the King James Dictionary? And we want to get hearken. This is kind of jumped me ahead of the class a little bit, but all because it came out right now, it's a great time to bring this out.
I have hearkened the King James dictionary. It says to listen, to lend the ear, to attend to what is uttered with eagerness or curiosity.
Nice. Yeah.
Second definition is to attend, to regard, to give heed to what is uttered, to observe or obey.
To observe and obey what's being told. To hearken is to, what's the second definition?
To attend, to regard, to give heed to what is uttered, to observe or obey.
To observe and obey what is being uttered. To observe and obey what is being told to you through the scriptures. By doing that, let's insert that into the scripture. That's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. It says what? Let me.
Proverbs 1:33. But whoso hearkeneth.
Oh, hearkeneth, or whoso what?
Attend, to regard, or give. To give heed to what is uttered, to observe or obey.
But to that one who hearkens or obeys what's being said, obeys what's being taught to them. Reading on with the verse.
Shall dwell safely unto me, which is the Most High, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
And shall be quiet from fear of evil. So what's that mean? No more paranoia?
You don't have reason to be. You've got complete faith and trust in the Most High that nothing's gonna, you don't have no worries. You don't have a reason to be paranoid. You don't have a reason to be looking over your shoulder. You don't have a reason to be worried about nothing. You have complete peace of mind.
Panic attacks?
God, anxiety, all of that out the window. You take care of all of that. Just make the Most High your strength and His word. Hang on to His word. Hang on to, cleave to the Most High. Hang on to His word. Trust in Him.
And how do we show we have faith in the Most High, though?
By applying his word, by actually putting them in action, putting them to use, and not just hearing them, not just listening, but actually applying it to your life and putting them into action, putting his instructions to use, to practical use.
And you said, to hearken unto what is, unto what? Unto the scripture.
Which means what?
To observe or obey the scriptures and do what he wants us to do.
We'll be quiet from fear of evil. The Most High wants. Let me ask a question. As I'm looking on the screen, I got my son here. And I know our dad is online. I'm not sure who else might be listening. But is it not a person supposed to love their family? With that being said, let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 20. And I know the time is getting short. All right, we got about 7 minutes until it's that would be 10:30 out there with y'all, brothers, right?
We got
13 minutes, 10:17 here, or at least until 10:30. Okay, well, we'll try and go till then. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 20, and let's keep the concept in mind of Christ loving his family. No different than we supposed to love our families. But let's read this here. Let's start at Luke chapter 8, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 8, and let's start at verse 20.
Luke chapter 8, verse 20. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. All
right, cool. So Yahweh is teaching, and you go back and read the Luke. Christ is dropping on about what it takes to be a disciple, what kind of sacrifice is going to be needed, what it's going to take to really be in there with the Most High, but to really be in there again on good terms with the Most High. He's dropping his class on them. So as he's dropping this on all these people that are listening, somebody comes up to him and says, look, they say, hey, Yahweh Shai, hey, man, your mom, your brothers, they're standing outside, man. They want to see you. There's something going down, something happening. They need to see you. They desire to see you. All right? Read verse 21.
Luke chapter 8 and verse 21. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of the Most High and do it.
So who is Christ professing as his family?
My brethren are these which hear the word of the Most High and do it.
Christ is letting me know who his family really is. Those that hear the word of God, they hear the word of the Most High, and are doing it. So just like any man or any person would want to protect their family, any man that's a man indeed, or even a woman, if you really want to protect your family, and you do whatever it takes to protect your family, don't you think Christ is doing the same thing? Don't you think Christ, Yahweh Shai, wants the same type of protection and love for his family? But he's telling you who his family is, that he's going to protect. Those that what? Hear the word of the Most High and what? Do it. They get all my protection. They'll get all my guidance. They'll get all the rewards I have to give. Because they're not only just hearing the word, they're doing the word. So they don't have to worry about evil. They don't have to worry about this might happen and that might happen. Like I told Abraham, I will be your God and ye shall be my people. I will protect you in everything. I'll make sure no bad happens to you. But you got to trust me. You got to trust me.
Hey,
yes, sir.
And if I could share another another definition of hearken I found in with the Merriam-Webster. It is real interesting. It's just a real quick one. It really brings more light to this word hearken, not really just listening. I have hearken out of the Merriam-Webster dictionary. It says, to listen without much mental comment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Something that depth to it, man. I had to bring that out. That's, yeah. I'm going to say it again.
No, please do.
That's hearken. To listen without much mental comment.
We need to put that on like one of the airplane banners and fly that across the whole club, like on a bigger blimp. We need to put that. We need to put, oh my God. Please send that to me. Facebook! To hearken means to listen without much comment. Oh my goodness.
I get this all in one picture.
Did you hearken to that?
Yeah.
But what it's saying, most people we'll listen, we'll hear, but we're at the same time we also have a bad habit of fighting what we're hearing with our own thoughts, with our own rebuttal. Even if we don't mouth it.
No, I don't agree with you.
It's talking, it says mental comment. That means you don't have to open your mouth and rebuttal. You'll be rebuttaling in your mind.
No, you're wrong.
You'll be rebuttaling and you'll be fighting in your mind, but you won't open your mouth. So you have on this first defense being a yes man, not a myth, but in his mind fighting everything you're trying to tell him. And I've been guilty of this, so it really hit me like, hey, we've all been there. We have still, Israel is a rebellious people. The Most High knows it. And this is how we all start out, as you brought out yesterday, I believe. Or even actually the day before you brought this out. We start out this way, hard-headed, rebellious, stubborn, we start out that way, and we have to fight and work towards now, you know, getting rid of that rebellious and stubborn and stiff and just fighting what's right. We have to work to fight against those things, you know, to fight our own, what's in our own mind.
Kind of.
Stop rebelling and just listen. He's telling you all the right things. Stop fighting it. What are you fighting for? Like Christ even said, why kick this out against the pricks? What are you fighting? You're just hurting yourself. What are you fighting for? What are you fighting it for? And that's what we do. Habitually, that's what we do. And we really, that the only way we're going to move forward and make progress is stop walking in place is we stop doing that in our head, because it's we do it habitually. We break those bad habits, and we really start receiving all the good without kicking it out. And we stop kicking it out. So, yeah, hearken. Not just listen, but listen without much mental comment.
You're fighting with your thoughts. Kind of. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, let's finish up Luke 8:21 again.
Luke 8:21. Mm-hmm. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of the Most High and do it.
Again, so Christ is found that he's protecting from that evil of those who hearken. That when you're giving instructions, you're giving scriptures, there's not a lot of mental comment.
and you're doing what the scripture says. You're doing what the Most High says. That those are the ones that are being protected from evil. Those are the ones that are being protected from and are at rest. Now, by being paranoid about every bad, evil thing that can happen to them, they're not in that mindset. They're not in that mental place. Mentally, they're not there. Because when the instructions from the Most High were coming, they were listening. When the Most High was speaking, they were listening and observing and doing and obeying what the Most High said. So that now they're preserved from evil. They're preserved from all the bad because they listen. Right? James chapter 1 and verse 22. Let's go to the book of James chapter 1 and verse 22. The book of James chapter 1 and verse 22. We're going to start at 22. We're going to read down. We're going to end it with that. James chapter 1. We'll start at verse 22. And we're going to read down. James chapter 1 and verse 22.
James chapter 1 and verse 22.
Amen. Does everybody there have it?
Hold on 1 second.
I was just sitting there saying, I forgot the word to you. That's what it says to
you. So what I... All right, cool. So let's read this. I have just heard the lady. We have 90 seconds until the show is over. So can we read that?
James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
But we have to make sure we're being doers of the word and not hearers only. Go ahead.
Deceiving your own self.
If you're only being a hearer of the word but not doing it, you're only deceiving yourself. You're only deceiving yourself. Go ahead.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
A natural face, meaning what? You ain't got no makeup on. You ain't got no, you ain't took Noxzema face cream and scrubbed your face. You ain't put on clear seal to pop the pimples. It's your natural face. All your zits, all your blemishes is you in the mirror looking at your natural face with all of his problems. With all the issues, and you're seeing the problems. Before you don't put styling gel in your hair, before you don't pick your hair out, before you don't put some moisturizer in it and fashioned it and got your hair looking all good, before you got it just rebraided, got it retwisted, that you're looking at your natural, nasty, unkept self. Reading off.
No,
I'm sitting looking at Abaji, describing Abaji. Go ahead.
Verse 24. For he beholds himself and goes his way.
You see what problems you got. You see what issues you got. You know what you got to work on. You're beholding yourself, but then you walk away. Go ahead.
And straightway, forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Yeah, when you were looking in the mirror, you saw what you needed to work on. So if you're just hearing the words of the Most High, you're just listening to class, you listening to YouTube or watching YouTube, but you ain't doing anything that it says, then you, when you look at the scriptures and see what you got to work on, the minute you walk away, that's as far as it goes. You ain't going to work on cleaning up anything. You ain't going to work on perfecting anything. You ain't going to try and work on yourself. You get in class again, and somebody is putting a mirror in front of you. Oh, man, I feel bad. Oh, man, yes. Oh, that's messed up. Oh, man, look at that. Oh, I can't believe I look this way. Oh, man, I feel embarrassed. But as soon as you take a step outside the door, it's like you stepped outside the matrix. Like you stepped in some type of another portal, another dimension, and everything that was going on in the class just got forgot about. Everything that you was being shown you need to work on, the second your foot hit the threshold, it went completely out your head. Done. So now instead of working on yourself to get yourself right, it only went as far as that feeling you had sitting in that chair. Now you're done. That don't work. That doesn't work with the Most High. It don't work. The power of the Most High is in applying His scripture. It's in using His word. Not just because we hear it. And that's because we're here. We have to do it. We have to put it into action. So with that, I know that the time has elapsed. It's 10:30. I want to thank everybody who did tune in. And remind everyone that if you're in the San Antonio area, they are having class tonight. It has not been canceled. There is class tonight at 4219 Syndicate Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 78217, being the zip code there. There is class tonight. Tonight is Tuesday. And from tonight being Tuesday, you log on to ISBHBK Norfolk Live. ISBHBK Norfolk Live. All right, and that'll be tonight at, if it's 7 in Virginia, in Albuquerque, it would be, is that 5 o'clock in Albuquerque?
5. Yep.
It'll be 5 o'clock in Albuquerque, 6 o'clock if you're in the San Antonio area. All right. If you're out there in Washington D.C. and you're listening in, I'm sorry, Washington State, Seattle, it would be 4 p.m. is when the class starts tonight on YouTube. And again, that's ISBHBK Norfolk Live. We invite you to like, share, subscribe, and click the notification button so you might be aware and on top of any classes that they have going on. If anybody missed a part of this class, remember, you can hit us up on Google Podcast. You can hit us up on Google Podcast, where you'll be able to download and listen to any part of this show that we did produce. There will be class again tonight, and what I'll do is I won't do the faith class tonight. I won't continue with the faith class tonight. Whoa! No, because I want to make sure I'm getting on Blog Talk. I want to get on Blog Talk. So we'll continue with the faith class tomorrow night. Tomorrow night being Wednesday night, because we have no morning class in Albuquerque Wednesday mornings. But we will continue with the faith class tomorrow night. All right, we left off at here with we finished up with this scripture right here that we just did. Right, the scripture we want to start with, when we do come back, is going to be Hebrews chapter 3. We're going to start there, all right? But that's going to be for tomorrow night. That's going to be for tomorrow night. We're going to pick up in Hebrews chapter 3. Let me highlight this so I know where we will be starting at. When I come back. All right, cool. So with that, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. My name is Mashaba.
Our buddy. Our mind. You know what's up?
And you know what's up? For the brothers and sisters with the ISBHPK, Hebrew Israelites around the world, let's not be hearers of the word. Let's work on becoming doers of the word. Let's work on becoming those servants of the Most High, and that we're serving Him by obeying Him and doing His words, doing what He says to do. Okay? So with that, I do hope everybody has a blessed day and is quiet from fear of evil, that you're doing what the Most High says. And with that, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom.